Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your better you. We're going to get started with Patricia Russian. When I found love. Ooh, when I found love, I found myself. Your love journey right now with Patricia Russian.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. Really excited. That was Patrice Rushen, When I Found Love. What made me think about playing that song today is because when I found love, I found me. When I found me, I found love. And it's so interesting. And you know how we search outside ourselves so many places. We search high, we search low, only to find that true love is inside. And when I found me, I found love. Baby, when I found me, I found love. Found me. All right, y'all. Y'all know in my other life, you know I was a singer, a rapper. All right, good morning, good morning. We're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and on this line, we recognize that power, that grace spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. But we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Come on, Holy Spirit, that God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become conscious of the breath. Recognizing that breath is what unifies us with the oneness of God. And so right now, I want you to call forth the divine essence that is you, as you, all around you. You are magnificent. You are remarkable. You are absolutely amazing. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to call forth that divine essence, the part of you that is you, the part of you that is the beloved higher mind self. I want you to get into the consciousness of that space, knowing that you are all that God is. Let's get ready to breathe. We're going to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release the breath and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. The heart has wisdom. And so right now I want you to come together in this one mind and one spirit and breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Simply release. And as you release the breath, I want you to release everything that is no longer serving a higher purpose. Release any ideas, any behaviors, any information, any patterns that has been stored into every cell and living system in your being. I want you to release it. Right now, as you breathe out that, breathe in divine love, your magnificent self. Together, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's breathe again, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Pray. And release. And simply move from your head and just simply place your hand over your heart and just go, thank you. Thank you, God. As we begin in this right now moment to begin to honor the divine presence that we call you, yourself. Just give thanks. Thanks to the universe for creating you for such a time as this. Thank you, God. Thanking God for your magnificence. Thank you, God, for my magnificence, God. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to see myself the way you see me, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. So I come today, God, to invoke and invite my divine, magnificent, powerful, higher myself into this right now moment. I give thanks, God, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will come from my remarkable self, the part of me that is all that God is. To be reminded, God is, come, Holy Spirit, and let every word I speak be yours, Holy Spirit. Let every thought I think be yours, Holy Spirit. And let every word of this prayer come from my higher mind self, God. Let me remove all of myself that I may come empty, Holy Spirit, and be used by the presence. Come, fill me to the overflow, God, that I may pray the prayer of you. Come. Somebody came this morning because they needed a word from you, God. They came with a mind to be blessed this morning, God. I ask you to speak to their minds today, God. I ask you to speak to their hearts today, God. Somebody came to hear a word. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing this morning, God. Bring forth a fresh revelation, new wineskins, as we command this day, God. With ease, elegance, and grace, knowing that we can send forth the angels, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we send forth those angels to go before us this day, God, knowing that everywhere we go, God, the blessings are there because we are. God, I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our hands with everything we touch, not only turn to gold, but platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing, anointing of Abraham, God, that we will be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed, God. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bring forth a blessing of anointing of Solomon, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. That we may be anointed with not just the wealth, but the wisdom, God, to be your wealth distributed, God. So wealth, so filled with the presence of your money substance, God, that we can distribute the wealth to those that you have ordained us to send money to, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us be anointed as wealth distributors today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us with the leadership of Moses and the heart of Joshua. And the faith of David, God. Come and anoint us with the words that was on the lips of David, that a cup runneth over, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, runs over with happiness, joy, love, money, substance, success, prosperity in every area of our life, God. I just give thanks, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as we come together in this one mind.
and this one spirit in this right now moment to bring forth divine forgiveness right now, God. All the forces in this universe, God, to release any pattern, any information, any data, any behavior that is in the cells, any living system in our being, God, that is no longer serving a higher purpose. I ask you to be thou removed right now, God. Remove any conditioning, God, any veils that have keep us from the truth of knowing that we are all that God is. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our thoughts today, God. Father, Mother God, I ask you to bless our eyes right now, God, that we can see with the spiritual vision, the spiritual 2020 vision, God, that will allow us to see our own greatness, to come face to face, eye to eye with our own magnificence on this day, God, that our belief system will be bigger than our own mind can ever doubt. Come, Holy Spirit, and let our eyes, and let it be revealed, our own magnificence right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we plant seeds today of your love through us today, as we make manifest the glory of you right now, God, as we come together in this one mind, God, calling forth all the forces in this universe, God, every angel, every archangel, every living system in this universe, God, we call forth the master, God, the spirit, God, the ascended master, Holy Spirit, to release from us anything that is no longer serving us, God, as we raise our consciousness to understand that we are already whatever we desire. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth your forgiving energy as we move into that oneness of forgiveness, God, recognizing that forgiveness starts with us. And so today, as we honor the divine, sacred masculine, the inner lover inside of us, the presence of our masculine energy to balance the beautiful goddess energy, we give thanks right now for every father wound, for every wound that we met when we met our lovers, because we only meet ourselves. And so in this right now moment, any spouse, any ex relationships that are plaguing in our energy that we have not released, we're going to release it in this forgiveness prayer right now, God, as we allow ourselves to know that we are truly beings of love, and as we honor that gift for us, we give thanks for our earthly Father. We give thanks for our heavenly Father. We give thanks for Father Sky. We give thanks for the inner masculine that we come to honor that presence as we leave, release all that is holding us back from meeting the true divine mate. We honor the gift of each and every person who has ever stepped in our life to bring us into a higher place of our own self, realizing that every relationship is a mirror of our inner presence. And so as we cleanse and clear this opportunity to come face to face with our own self, we honor inner masculine right now.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly Father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father.
I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I release and let go of every thought, every unconscious and every conscious thought. I release and let go everything that I did not know. I forgive you because I forgive myself. Forgive. I forgive. I forgive, I forgive. And in the places that I think I can't let go, I allow the presence of divine love to enter into the dark spaces of my crevices of my mind, Holy Spirit, to release any doubt, any fear, anything that I still hold on to that unconsciously keeps me in bondage. I release. Unknowingness, I ask it to be revealed so it can be healed and be removed and be released from every space, every cell, because Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and take every cell in my body and move it back into this wholeness. I ask every cell in my body to return to its highest expression of God, that every cell in my body will reach nothing but love. And even when I had the perception of hurt and pain from an outer perspective, I realized that it came from something inside. I asked it to be removed right now as I forgive, Holy Spirit. As I release and let go of the memory, as I release and let go of the thought, as I release and cleanse every cell that remembers, even when I forgave the person, but the memory of the after effects or the residue of abandonment or unloving or unworthiness be removed from every cell in our body as we remember right now that we are more than enough. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Come.
I will keep you. Keep you in. the fullness thereof. The whole world and they that dwell therein all belong to Him who He has made us. He watches me. So why should I
be bound?
When God has set me free. Tell me why.
When Jesus
died
for you and me.
This is what He's done.
Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Marvin Sapp. He will keep you in that perfect peace. Perfect peace, because He is the keeper of thy soul. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Good morning, family. We're going to start off reading with the science of the mind. And even though it's a new day, my spirit keep wanting me to reread, I am enough. You see, you can't be reminded too much that I am enough. You see, I started out with the song, when I found love, I found you. But when I found me, I found love. And when I found love, I found me. But it all came with me beginning to see my own greatness. It all came with me recognizing that I was more than enough the day I was born. You see, the day I was placed in the womb of my mother's belly, the seed of my womb, of my mother's womb, God said, I knew you. and I had plans of success. And see, it took me a long time to realize that I was born to be rich, that I was born to win. See, no matter what happens, no matter even if it looks like a TKO, a technical knockout, and no matter how many times I get in the ring and it looks like a TKO, I was born to win. You were born to win. That we can't lose with the stuff we use when we use our spiritual tools. But the thing that happens is it's about our belief system, about ourselves. It's about coming face to face with the understanding that you are already magnificent just the way you are. You are already more than enough. Because I have to be obedient to the Spirit, I'm going to read I Am Enough again. I know I read it to us 2 times on Friday, but maybe we don't get it. Because as soon as we get off the phone or as soon as we get off the environment, guess what we do? We get back to that default language, that part of us that's rooted in not enough, the part of us that's rooted in undeservedness, the part of us that don't feel worthy. But I come to tell you today, God says, you are worthy. Brené Brown once said, what makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. What makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. In the Science of the Mind on page 543, I shall walk with you, my friend, and shall learn of you the ways of life and freedom. You see, before I owned my own power, I was filled with my messages that told me I must do better because who I was and what I had achieved wasn't good enough. Who knows what I'm talking about? Before I owned my own power, my mind was filled with messages. Come on, somebody know. My mind was filled with messages that told me I got to do better because who I was and what I had achieved wasn't good enough. And where I was, I was supposed to be somewhere else. I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I thought I was supposed to be richer, beautiful, more spade, more than even after I did do that, I still felt not good enough. You see, the beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I always, come on, somebody, this is the science of the mind. You see, the truth taught me, which is that I've always have been, always will be more than good enough, just as I am. Just as I am. The beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I've always have been and always will be more than enough, just as I am. You see, I don't have to lose weight. I don't have to get cosmetic surgery. I don't have to do anything to be enough. Now, I'm not knocking any of that stuff. You know, I'm not one of those people who say you shouldn't do or you should do. It don't matter to me one way or the other. But we don't need anything to be better or good enough. You already are. Your enhancement is just your gravy on top of your mashed potatoes. But you already are more than good enough. And so as I lay aside my regrets, none of my experiences were wrong or bad. See, I'm coming to tell you today, it didn't matter that you was hooked on drugs. It don't matter that you sold your body for exchange for money. It don't matter that you slept with 20, yeah, 50 women. It don't matter where you come from. And that you got to the lowest of your low. None of your experiences were wrong or bad. I am not wrong or bad. You are not wrong or bad. All are part of what helps shape who we are today. I come to tell you today, you are already more than good enough. And when you feel broke, and when your mind tries to tell you because of your past, your soul will whisper, lean on me, and I'll remind you of your wholeness. You see, when my heart is breaking, my soul pulls me closer that I remember how to heal. When I'm falling and don't know how to get up, it fills me with its strength so that I might stand tall again. You see, divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. Come on, somebody. Divine love is always lurking to remind us of our completeness, of our worth. Do we allow divine love to show up? Will we just allow ourselves to be in the presence in this moment, I will just be. You see, I'm not going to try to fix anything or anyone. But when someone speaks, I'll listen without thinking about my reply, because if someone is quiet, I'll lean right into their tears with silent compassion. Because when I allow myself to be fully what God made me to be, I bring the best of myself to every situation with gratitude. I hold all of my life in love. And I want to remind you today, just by showing up, you are more than enough. Just by me showing up, I am more than enough. You are more than enough, just the way you are. And to the reminders of the affirmations, I have always been and always will be more than enough. I have always been and will always be more than enough, just as I am today. I know the completeness of my worth. I know the completeness of my worth. So today's affirmation together, I have always been and will always be more than enough, just as I am today. I know the completeness of my worth. I love that. I just want you to marinate on that right now. So I want you to think about, what does it mean to understand your worth? What does it mean to believe in your own greatness? To believe that you are already all God is. If you, what would life be like if you walked in only your own greatness? What if life, what would life be if you were living your true truth? You were your own confidence. That you was holding true within yourself as the only truth. What if life be like if you really understood your soul's journey, the journey of the soul that came to be this amazing being on the planet, and that nothing could stop you from being and walking in your greatness? I want you to hear Jay-Z as we talk about what keeps us so hung up so many times. It's our own critical conversations that we have in our mind, our own unforgiveness and thoughts and perceptions that we have about other people. It's like we were talking about our Father today in the prayer. Forgiving the Father won't. Most of us have a perception of how our Father feel or think, and we don't even understand the pain that our Father had that causes our Father to be act the way our Father acts. So many of us holding on to that Father wound, holding on to that not good enough, because our Father didn't show up the way we thought our Father should have showed up. So that reminded us that we wasn't good enough. Something about that energy reminded us that I wasn't good enough. Today, I want to remind you again that you are more than good enough. I remember when I started working on the energy of my Father womb. And it really didn't, to be honest, I didn't even really think I had a Father womb. And I was asked to write an article, I write for a magazine. And so it was the month of June. And all the writers couldn't write anything about their father. And so when she called me, she said, "Janine, I need you to write a really good article about your father." I said, "Well, I never had a father." She said, "Janine, I just know that you can do it. Just write something." And so when I sat with myself and I started to think about my father, my mother was raped. And no matter what happens in the end of the day, my mother was hooked on drugs, and she got beat, she got raped by this particular man who planted the seed that created an explosion and called forth the presence of me into the planet. I never thought about it. I was kind of numb to the idea. So as I sat with myself and I began to think, I started thinking about my inner mask. And this is what came up, and I want to share this with you. Men or masculine energy is synonymous with the mind, the logic, the belief, the reason. As I write about the masculine energy, I am so grateful. I was called last year to heal the divine masculine energy. I remember standing at the end of the Soul Life service the year before hearing God say, "Heal the masculine energy." I had an interesting year calling forth what Spirit had said to me. My front tooth had broken and I was profoundly devastated. I could not understand what this was all about. I looked it up and Louise had said decision making. Teeth relate to your decision making. But that just did not resonate with me. I went to the dentist, got it fixed, and do you know it broke again. And this time, I'm really, really devastated. I go to the dentist, get it fixed, all the while trying to figure out what this message was to me about my teeth going on. Months go by. And would you believe, I'm sitting preparing for the sunrise service, which is about 2 weeks away, and I break my front tooth again. Oh, my God, I'm so deeply hurt. And I start to profusely pray and ask God, what is this message? I'm so distraught. One, because my tooth is broken, and two, because I will not be able to get an appointment before the sunrise. So I began sitting in my stillness, and there was no message. And I started to Google and Google until something popped up from the Kemetic culture, a chart of the teeth, and what they represent. I'm shocked by the message from the chart. The top teeth represents the masculine energy and the sun. The bottom teeth represents the feminine energy and the moon. The fourth teeth, top teeth, meaning the two front main teeth and the two smaller teeth on each side, symbolize the father energy and how you navigate through life with the masculine energy. I finally got it. I was being called to heal my own masculine energy. I was being called to heal my own inner lover. So I asked the universe, why did I speak another fucking year? And I had to break my teeth to go through this answer and laugh out loud. Now that I have the answer, I'm perplexed about what to do. You see, I never had a father in my life, and not to mention any symbol of someone who thought of me as a daughter from a male perspective, especially since I was conceived from rape. So the tools I would normally use did not feel right. I tried to write to the idea of a father. However, I was numb, and nothing would come up. The confirmation that I needed to heal my masculine energy was back early in the summer when down at the radio station working with Herb King. Herb was starting to get older, and he would have these episodes when he would tell me how I looked and reminded him of his mother. So he proceeds to tell me I was his daughter, and he would introduce me to people as his daughter. So one day he took me upstairs to talk to an engineer about something he wanted done. We walked in, and he introduced me to the engineer as his daughter. Oh, my God, a flood of tears tried to well up in my eyes, and I'm puzzled by what is going on inside me because in all my years of living, I have never had a man say, "This is my daughter." So I had my tears. I hid my tears and kept doing my work. I get home, and I sit in front of my altar asking Holy Spirit, what steps must I take to heal my inner mask? And when I heard the Spirit say, "The men in your life are a reflection of your inner male." Come on, y'all, listen to this now. The men in my life are a reflection of my inner man. Somehow, even though I knew that, it felt like an aha moment. Because I remember my grandmother saying, men are our mirrors, and they reflect a part of us and what we are. Let me say that again. My grandmother used to tell us, men are our mirrors, and they reflect a part of who and what we are. They were marinated in our wounds. She also used to say, creators create themselves. You know, that's a slap in your face. You mean to tell me I created this? This man is a reflection of me? So what I found in my own life, that there's no way that I can create what I found in my life. What I found in my own life is that there's no way that I can create it alone to create in life and of a business without healing this fracture between my own inner masculine and my feminine. So I began to ask myself these questions. Who and what are the masculine role models that best exemplify the masculine to me? In what ways does my inner masculine run my life? What was the effect of this? And when do I see him most active and in control? Will with him do I feel challenged in speaking my truth and creating firm yet flexible and boundaries? That was a deep one. Where and with whom do I feel challenged in speaking my truth and creating firm yet flexible boundaries? To be whole and become a powerful woman, I must heal my own desire in a masculine. And so one of the ways that I did it was I sat with myself and asked my inner masculine, what was my masculine name? And so I thought it would be a name with J, right? So I began thinking of names with J, but none of them felt right. Joshua, James. But then, when I just sat still and stopped trying to force it, the name Mustafa came up. And just the idea of Mustafa, it just was like a chill came down my spine. It represented strength. It represented power. I loved my inner masculine. And so the first thing I asked as I sat with Mustafa, I said, Mustafa, what do I need to heal? Where's the first place I need to start? And Mustafa said, trust. I said, I don't know how to trust. Mustafa. And Mustafa said, write a letter to your father. And here's my letter. I thought I wasn't going to be able to write a letter to my father because I never met my father. I never felt my father. I never knew my father. And Mustafa said, but you knew him in spirit. You knew him because he knew you. And even though it doesn't seem like a likely way to bring forth such a gift to the planet, the explosion that happened created such a magnificent, powerful presence called you. Write to him. And this is what I said, dear Father, although I never physically knew you and probably will never physically know who you are, I forgive you. I forgive you for all the pain you caused my mother. I forgive you for all the pain that you have caused any woman on the planet. Because if you can be so cruel to beat and rape a woman, I'm sure my mother wasn't the only woman. And so today I forgive you. Forgive you for any pain any woman caused you to make you feel like you needed to treat a woman this way. And that you didn't understand how to honor the divine gift called the woman. I forgive you, Father. I forgive the pain. I forgive the hurt. I forbid the memory that was lodged into the cells of my mother's body that probably transferred into the energy of me that caused me to respond and act in the way that I did. Toward me, I forgive you, my Father. I forgive you, for you knew not what you've done. I forgive you, because I'm sure no one saw your pain, because I recognize that hurt people hurt others. Today, I forgive the judgment. I forgive the acknowledgement. And I honor the sperm that was donated and planted into the mother of my mother to create such a magnificent gift for me. And thank you. And I honor your divine presence. Even when you couldn't see your own greatness, even when no one else honored the problems of your greatness, I honor you today. Even though I'll never feel or know your physical presence, I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. And today, I am because of you. And I wrote that. It was the best that I could come up with. Not knowing or any thoughts from him. And it was the first time that I could actually write a letter to my father. Many times, I tried to write a letter. I was numb. No thoughts, no feelings, no emotions would come up. But I'm so grateful, because now I know that my inner masculine is being healed, because I was able to honor and divinely write a letter to that presence. And today, as we release any father wounds, as we let go of the unconscious and unknowing pain that we are holding on to that causes us to meet a reflection that is not what we want in our life, we give thanks for the healing power of forgiveness. Too many of us are walking around with the wound of our father. But I come to tell you today, you are a divine being. And it took a long time for me to understand, even though my mother was raped, it took me a long time to understand that I was important and that I was a gift and that I was amazing and that I was magnificent. It took me a long time to recognize that, because for so long, I felt some kind of way, thinking, wow, what a way. I remember being told I was a bastard kid. I remember all the things people said about me that wasn't so nice and wasn't so powerful and wasn't so empowering. And I held on to those beliefs that I wasn't good enough. Because, you know, when you go to school and they tell you to write your family tree, and I couldn't write anything much other than my mom. Really didn't have no knowledge of where I came from. I really didn't have no knowledge of much about anything. And so there was no family tree I could write in my mind at that time. I really didn't have anybody other than what little bit I knew in time I spent with my mom. Most of my time was with my foster care parents. And it's something about being in these foster cares that, and I'm, maybe not all of them, but the ones that I happen to be in, that makes you feel disconnected and abandoned. I remember when Oprah gave a meditation on one of the 21-day meditation, one of the assignments was to look in the house of your childhood that you grew up in and to see how, just look in the window of it and to see yourself. And what did you see? And I remember feeling like I was invisible, like nobody saw me. I remember feeling like I wasn't important. I remember feeling like nobody loved me. I'm not important to anybody. And I kind of navigated through life like that until I began to love me and And in my journey, I learned to love me and finding me and becoming my best friend. That became less and less. I'm not saying that I'm 100%, but I can tell you definitely that I know where I started. And I can tell you love was the answer. So as we move through the forgiveness of the Father moon, and we move through the Mother moon, and as we remember everything that has happened to us wasn't to us, it was for us. Because it made me the woman I am today. I would not have been the woman I am today if anything hadn't happened to me. Even my father. Even though my mother was raped. Even though my mother was beaten. Even though she was hooked on drugs and had an abortion. And all those things that I lived through, I had to learn to move past and heal and recognize my own greatness. But it took a lot of prayer. It took a lot of going inside and saying soul and going to the soul of myself and looking myself deep in my eyes and speaking to the essence of me and calling it forth, because it was so much baggage. It was so much blinded by the words that people told me about, blinded by what I was seeing physically, because I didn't know how to be a metaphysician at the time. I didn't know how to see beyond what the physical and what the people were telling me. And I had to learn and get back to my own truth. That I was more than enough. Just, we can't talk about being more than enough. I can't tell you that it's important to love yourself enough. I cannot stop this message, because so many years of that bondage has been a part of our life that the redundancy of this conversation is going to have to go on and on until we get it into every cell, until every cell come into the truth that we are already that God is. You see, I want you to come into an agreement that every cell in your body will reap what you agree with, which is that you are love. That people will feel the shock when they're in your presence. You see, I think about my brother Jesus sometimes. And I imagine that Jesus and the disciples were these tall, beautiful, handsome, built chocolate men, you know, different shades of chocolate. That's because chocolate is my favorite. And I imagine that Jesus was walking through the crowd, and the lady who had been suffering from a blood issue for over 12 years decided that she had a made up mind that she was going to touch the hem of Jesus today, and she was going. And I imagine him walking through the park in the crowd, and all these fine men of royalty. 13 men of royalty, Jesus and the 12 disciples, right? And all of a sudden, the lady meets Jesus in consciousness. So I want you to understand that in order for her to touch the consciousness of Jesus, she had to raise her own consciousness. We hear the story from Jesus' perspective, but the part I want you to be really thoughtful of, she had to raise her consciousness to the level to meet the consciousness of Jesus. And when she did, it was so powerful. Now, think about this, that Jesus didn't even see her face. It was just her mere presence, her mere touch. That meant his mere touch. And it was so powerful that the explosion happened, that virtue left his body. And he said, "Who touched me?" And Peter, or one of the disciples, must have looked at him and said, "Really, Jesus, you're really asking who touched you in this whole, all these millions of people out here, and you want to know who touched you, right?" They weren't getting it. It's like, "Really, Jesus, I'm not even understanding the question. Who touched you?" He said, "But I felt virtue leave my body." So, touch. can we move on and jump and become that power that our presence becomes so powerful that anybody who touches or who comes in the near presence of us will feel the power of our power and become healed just because we are. And that's what happens. We begin to love the journey of you. When you begin to fall in love with the presence of you, with a deep enough affair of who and what you are, when you come face to face with your magnificence, understanding your greatness, recognizing that you were born to be great, you were born to win, that you were born in magnificence, and that you are all God is, something happens in the atmosphere. Something happens in the atmosphere that it began to shift the molecules in the atmosphere. And your mere presence penetrates the energy of those around you. You calling them higher just because of your presence. And this is happening right now. We're being called higher, family. You're being called higher. Your soul is stirring to become more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. Your soul is being called this morning to more of your greatness. Will you answer the call? Will you answer the call? Because you're already more than enough. Already more than enough. Just the way you are. That's my message today. Any questions, any comments, any concern, you press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. If you are on teleconference, you just *6 and come in. As I remind you this morning, you see, Spirit told me to reread that to you today to remind you that you are more than enough. Let's heal our Father wounds together. Write your letter. Even if you never met your father, even if you didn't know your father, even if there was not a father figure in your life, heal the father wound of the absentness that you feel, the void that you felt. See, if my father could have been a different kind of guy, because that's what I wished. I always imagined my mother with a father, and I wanted that, and grew up in this. But that wasn't something that happened. And I remember going to the spirit psychic fair. And I remember the lady telling me, the psychic lady came up to me. She said, you wish you had a father, huh? I looked at her. I didn't even know where she was coming from because I wasn't even thinking about it. But I said, yeah, when I really thought about it, I did wish I had. She said, your father wanted you to know that if he was in your life, it would have been not so good because he was a mean man. He wasn't a nice guy. This is what this lady walked up to me, and she set me down, and she went into a psychic energy, and we taped it. And she told me that my father thought it was important that he wasn't in my life, and he wanted me to know that he was a mean man. And what was interesting about her psychic stuff was this is what she said to me that blew me away. She said, your father wants you to know that you're beautiful. Because I didn't think I was beautiful. Your father wants you to know that you're good enough. I was like, wow. Everything that I didn't feel good about, this psychic lady who just walked into me at the psychic fair, it was called the Mind, Body, and Spirit Affair, and it comes every year, comes twice a year to Chicago, one in Tinley Park and one in Skokie, Illinois, and the Mind, Body, and Spirit Fair. And I'm like, just walking in, I go usually every year, but this particular year, a lady walks up to me, and that's what she tells me. And she literally, everything she's saying is absolutely correct. And I'm sure my father was a bad man and a mean man. It takes some kind of cruelty to take a woman, beat her, rape her, and do all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure he was a mean man. So I knew what she's saying was absolutely correct. But Spirit wanted me to know and give me confirmation that it's time for me to let go of the idea of what I wanted and understand that what happened was not in spite of, but for me. Anything different would not have Janine even be who I am today. I will be a different woman. I will not be that woman.
that I am today. And to be honest, it took me a minute to see the greatness. But what I now know for sure is this. That in my mama, that I always appreciate was the part of me that makes me great. And maybe somewhere deep inside, there's some characteristics that I have in my mama that's great too. Maybe my aggressive. When it's time for me to get something done, my bored mom kind of intenseness that it takes for me to get it done. Maybe that comes from my mom. I see the helplessness and my ability to make it happen, that gangster energy that people call me, maybe it comes from my father. And so I had to learn to appreciate all of the characteristics that make me phenomenal, magnificent, awesome, and powerful. And that the two people who came together to build this explosion that caused Janine to come to me, I had to honor it, even if it didn't look like what I thought it should look like. Because you know what God said to me in my meditation? Your ways are not my ways. Your ways are not my way. And I kind of thought about that for a long time. And I stopped thinking about, you know, like if you've ever been a manager or a CEO of a company, you have all your employees, and each employee only thinks about their space, which is the small piece of the pie. But as a manager, a supervisor, or the owner of the place, you got to think about the big pie. And sometimes when we only see the small piece that we're in, we don't get to see the big pie and decisions that I have to make in order for the big pie to be served, not just a slice. And so when I look at how God said to me that my ways are not your ways, that even though I thought, oh, I wanted to have a mother and this beautiful father and they meet and create this white picket fence in this house and we have this most amazing, that wasn't the journey that God wanted me to be on. Because the journey I needed to be on was a journey that needed to have some kind of energy and power that was not going to give me. You see, I had to stand before some stuff sometimes that wasn't so easy, but I had the wherewithal to move through it because of the characteristics and the muscles that had been built in me through all the houses that I'm in, the fight in me, the toughness in me, the power in me. Sometimes I had to go deep in to find the power to make it through, but I made it through. Sometimes I didn't know I had the stuff to make it through, but when I got through it, I found this powerful place inside of me that helped me recognize that I was a powerful being and that nothing that could come up against me ever prospered because I was already equipped what was needed to be that removed. All I had to do was access my own power and remove whatever was happening by the power that was already in me. But sometimes I had to get beat down to the ground by life. And sometimes you be thinking, oh, my God, and then you think you've got it all together. And next thing you know, you get hit upside the head. Oh, man. And then you knock back down to the ground and you get back up. And, oh, you walk around the corner and there you go to your dirty quick. Oh, my God, you hit again. And then you have to realize, why am I repeating the same pattern over and over again? Because something is trying to tell me to stop going down this road and to pick a different road. All of a sudden, I had to learn to get still and realize my power was in the stillness and realize my power was accessing the inner presence of me. And when I found love and when I found me, I found love. I had to stop looking for love and validation and everything outside myself and only realize that it was me that I was looking for all the time. It was me I was looking for. I was the answer to everything that ever existed inside of me was the answers. I was the answer to me. I was the person I was looking for. I was the love that I needed. But somehow, and something unconsciously taught me to look outside myself. Something outside of me unconsciously taught me not to trust myself. And so when I found thoughts of my inner masculine and started to balance out my inner masculine with my inner feminine and started to say, you got to learn to trust.
And Mustafa said, you got to learn to forgive the master in presence of you and fall in love with the inner you, the inner master, the inner part of you that makes you powerful and makes you all that you are. And balance that beautiful presence of your feminine energy. And together, my feminine and my masculine, we can conquer the world. Because when my feminine feels like she needs a little strength, she calls on her inner masculine. And he holds her. And he reminds her that she has everything she needs to win. And he whispers in her ear, you are my queen. And I whisper back in his ear, you are my king. And together we win. I promise you, I'm through, I'm through, and through. This is my message. Anybody got anything to say? Star 6, teleconference. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. That's 602-753-1902. 602 is the Blog Talk. Press 1. All right, family. I want to remind you today. It's time to let go of the father wound. It's time to let go of the angry energy that has caused us to keep meeting ourselves in disloyalty, that keep causing us to meet ourselves in cheaters and causing us to meet ourselves in liars and causing us to meet ourselves in disloyalty. Reverend Ike said, we only meet ourselves. And so every time he shows up or she shows up, we're only meeting ourselves. Are you ready to heal? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to stop telling yourself negative messages that causes yourself to agree with you and show up as that masculine energy or that feminine presence? And what I mean by that, when I say I'm not good enough, when I tell myself I'm not this enough, or when I tell myself I'm not deserving and worthy enough in any kind of way, and then he shows up reminding me that I'm not worthy enough, and then he shows up reminding me that I'm not good enough through his actions, and I wonder why, because I'm doing everything right. I'm loving him. I got a clean house and I'm cooking dinner every day. And why is he doing this to me? Oh, and I act like a victim when really I created it because he's just coming to prove to me everything that I'm saying to myself is right. Or she that's got hidden in the tissue. It's time to let go of that junk that we have allowed ourselves to become manifested, that is festered in our bodies and in ourselves and showing up in the reflections of the people that we meet, showing up as dis-ease, showing up as lack of money, lack of supply. All of that is a part of what we came to release right now, today. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to have disharmony relationships. And there's no such thing as punishment, family. No, you are all that God is. And when you forget, just listen to this and remember, God is. You are all that God is.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure to, that I was in a bad relationship to. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I ask myself, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you heal.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women? For the women who came to be cute, we'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Thank you. the fullness thereof. The whole world.